And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. It's from the organization who's been based out of Hammond, but works region-wide, Books, Brushes, Bands for Education, or sometimes known as BBB for E. And we have their communications and development manager, Ian Brundage. And he's going to talk about some of the events that are coming up. One of the things is Midwest Youth Choir. And Ian, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Hi, nice seeing you again.
So, Ian, tell us about what's coming up. I know that you have, I think it's called the Midwest Youth Choir event, and then you have some things going into the summer. And first of all, before we even start with that, tell us just a little bit how you got connected with the organization, and then tell us about the events.
Definitely. So I am a proud alumni of Books, Brushes, and Bands for Education. About 12 years ago, I was a student in the choir program myself. I also played the alto saxophone in the band program that we had at the time. I went off to college and studied museum studies and history and came back and ended up working with Michelle Golden, who is the board president. And I'm happy to be the development communication manager now. So I help with photos and social media and all those communication email things that you would expect. I'm super excited to be able to announce the spring concert for the Midwest Youth Choir. It's May 15th at 6:30 at Hammond Central High School. Tickets are on sale right now at bbb4e.org/events, and they're only $6, so come and have a great night. The two choir groups will be performing, so the Midwest Youth Choir has a younger group. Those students are super cute, 5 to 7 years old. They struggle to stay together, but you will be very impressed for how young they are. They sound great. Their director is Bob Milligan, and he's been working with us for a couple of years. And then the older group is students who are ages 8 to 18, all over Northwest Indiana. There's a homeschool student from Valparaiso. There's students from Hammond, East Chicago. So it really is a program open to any student. And they're excited to share their artwork with you. They meet weekly and have been rehearsing really hard for this performance.
So, Ian, do you still play sax?
I have not picked up my sax in a while. I need to get back to it. I always joke about bringing it to rehearsal one night to show the kids. Unfortunately, since COVID, our band program has gone on pause, but that means we've been able to put all of our energy and effort into the choir program, as well as some of our other literary educational programs like the Book Brigade. The Book Brigade will be going back out into the community as well at the end of May and into June. So this is a project where we walk with volunteers, going door to door, actually having conversations with people in the community, giving away free books. There are children's books, there are adult books, so really a wide variety. And we're excited to have walks in Hammond, East Chicago, some walks in Gary, hopefully, but we are looking for volunteers and community partners to make that possible.
Yeah, look for the red wagon.
The little red wagon. Mm-hmm.
Yep, look for a red wagon.
So is there an audition process, or do the students just sign up for any, when you get the band program, much the same way? Do they just, they can just join?
Yep. Is it?
Okay.
So we have no auditions. We are open to beginners, true beginners, people who have never picked up an instrument, never tried to sing before. We really want our program to be accessible to anyone who's interested in trying the arts, musical arts, visual arts. Yes, that concert will be May 16th, and then summer classes will start June 5th, and we'll be doing 8 weeks. Classes will meet once a week on Wednesday evenings, and registration is already open for that summer choir as well. So bbb4e.org/choir is where you can find all the information about the upcoming choir performance on May 15th, as well as signing up for the summer choir, which will start on June 5th.
Now, tell us about the visual art component of what you guys do.
Definitely. So the visual arts programs happen about quarterly. We did one last March 17th. We held a workshop called One Night, Two Stories. So for this, families come together, the student, the parent, and they are able to make a book, which is actually hand-bound by Michelle, the founder, using her technical skills. So one half of the book is the student story, the other half of the book is the parent story, and it becomes this heirloom that the family can keep. And that is a completely free event. So that is why our sponsorships and donors are so important and make everything that we do possible. There is a low affordable tuition for the choir programs. but for all of our other visual and book programs, we try to keep it free and as accessible as possible. Information about when workshops like that will be offered again is always available at BBB4E, our website, or social media. We don't have any workshop like that planned for the summer yet, but we usually try to do something going towards September.
Are there scholarships available for those who may not be able to afford it?
Yes, for the choir, the music programs, there are different discounts available. Scholarships, you can fill out a form on our website to see if you're eligible for a scholarship, but there's also discounts if you refer another family to the choir program or if you have multiple siblings in the program. We really want to make it accessible for all families to join.
Very good. Well, recap for us in our last minute there, the events coming up. Make sure you give us the website and, of course, that phone number.
Definitely. So our phone number is 219-932-3232. You can call us with any questions about our upcoming events, like the spring concert, which is May 15th, 6:30 at Hammond Central High School, or our summer programs like the Book Brigade, which will be starting at the end of May, and Summer Choir, which will start June 5th, bbb4e.org.
And that's the number 4.
Yes. Number 4.
Yes, so we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Communications Development Manager Ian Bundridge. You can go again to bbbnumber4e.org or call them at 219-932-3232. Ian, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Ian, so much.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.